Thank you for calling customer support. It's Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. Would you like my phone number associated with my account?
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
98604.
And your name, please?
Todd Hamill.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
In Battleground, it's 118 Southwest 12th Circle, and that's 98604.
Thank you.
So I'm making a note here, who I'm speaking with. And so you said your name is what?
My name is Demetrius.
Okay, D-E-M?
Yes, sir.
Help me out with the rest of your spelling.
D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Do you see here we had our Goliath mail enhancer with strength booster. Do you see this account has been canceled and refunded? How can I help you, sir?
Okay, so the refund has not hit my bank yet. I got an email. I can give you the transaction ID on the refund if you'd like. But it hasn't hit my bank yet. I just got off the phone with them. And so my issue is that the other product, which has not been canceled for $23.50, is scheduled to come out tomorrow. And at this point, I don't want that to go through yet until the refund has been resolved.
The refund takes 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay. So let's push out the date on the charge for the $23.50 a couple more days, please. Otherwise, I have to keep putting money into the account to cover what hasn't been refunded yet.
So you want to keep the other product or something? So you want to continue getting other
So Demetrius, I apologize. I know everything about my account, and literally you're giving the call cold, so I apologize for just blurting it all out that way. Yes, so when I spoke last night to, I spoke to Lamont. I'm trying to think of what happened here. He agreed that the $23.50 charge would be reset for tomorrow. What he didn't tell me was that the refund would take 3 to 5 days. If I would have known that last night, I would have asked for the $23.50 to have been set out further than the refund so that I don't have to cover this the refund difference, because now my bank is going to want to charge me an overdraft fee. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying. Yeah, the $23.50 was declined anyway, so.
I know. It was declined, but then Lamont told me that they would send it back through tomorrow, and that he had, I assume, made a note in the system. Because he said, here, give me a couple moments, and he said, okay, now I've reset it to attempt to charge again tomorrow, the 21st. Or is it the 21st? No, sorry, today's the 20th, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, so tomorrow, the 21st.
Yes, sir. So you just want to push that other charge out. Let's see here.
Yes, the justification on it would be because the refunds can take 3 to 5 days. Customer does not want to cover the overdraft fee and the refund difference. And any subsequent charges, because I know what goes through my account. And right now the only thing that's coming through that account is going to be your company until I get this all resolved.
No problem, sir. I'll put that in for you.
Okay. Now, when you say put that in, what does this mean? You're going to send an email to someone who's going to take care of it, or can you actually take care of it? And I mean that in a nice way. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude.
We're going to change the account for you so you can – it will be pushed back 5 days later for you.
Okay. So let me – I take notes. I've worked in a legal office, et cetera. And all I'm saying is that I know how to take good notes here. So when you say 5 days, are we talking about the 25th? Are we talking about the 24th, the 26th? What are we talking about?
It's the 25th.
Okay, so you're saying that they'll they'll attempt the 2350 again on the 25th at some point?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask one more question, please.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have, what is your verification method? How do you confirm that the request to push out the date actually gets processed properly? Because that's an issue that I'm having with your company. It has nothing to do with you. You're doing great. It's having to do with the communication between the customer service people and the supervisors and, you know, the actual computer system.
Okay. I'm not understanding what you're asking me, sir.
Let me rephrase. When you say it's going to be pushed out to the 25th, what method are you using to be sure that that happens? Do you literally just send an email to somebody saying, hey, would you do this? Or are you actually pushing out the date yourself?
I'll send an email, sir.
Okay, so there's no, so you don't, well, there's no confirmation at this point. I need a confirmation of some sorts. And you send out an email, but then in the meantime, they don't act on the email, and then the charge tries to go through again tomorrow morning, and that's what I don't want.
I understand that, sir. That's why I'm sending an email now as we speak.
Oh, good. Okay. Can I wait on the line here with you, or can I get a call back from a supervisor or somebody to confirm that they have successfully pushed the date out?
Well, we wouldn't be able to do that, or we wouldn't be able to hold. The account will rotate it once it's done, and you'll get a confirmation email.
Okay. I'll get a confirmation email?
Correct.
And so you sound like you're about 73% certain of that. Are you 100%? You know for certain I'll get an email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Demetrius. I'm making a note here that we had this conversation. You're sending the email to, I assume, is it just to a generic mailbox or is it to a specific person?
A specific group, so it's more than one person.
Right, a supervisor type group, right?
Yes.
Am I misunderstanding?
Yes, it's not necessarily a supervisor type group. It's just they handle with pushing dates out and dates of the customers.
Okay, so all right, and so that email, have you actually sent it?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you one more question, and I think I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
When you send out an email like that, is it just, you know, generic email, or do they actually give you some sort of transaction ID or something that identifies that email?
Rephrase that, sir.
When you send an email to that email group,
mm-hmm.
Is it basically in your sent file and that's the end of it on your end? Like you don't have any other... you don't follow up with it, there's no transaction ID, or otherwise you don't follow the account?
We send it to that generic group, and they'll change it. And that's really the end of it. There's no follow-up or anything of that nature.
So how can, from our conversation today, how can I be certain, and you and I be certain, that they will act on that before midnight tonight.
How am I certain?
Can we be certain is actually the better way of phrasing it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's somebody on the other end of that box that's working today?
Yes, sir. We're open 24 hours.
Well, I understand. You're doing your end. Sometimes certain groups may not always be available, and so that's why I was asking, because I've had several issues with the company, again, so I don't have high expectations unless I ask very specific questions of the company, which would drive somebody like you crazy. But I have to because, you know, if I don't, and I assume certain things, I have found out that I end up with charges that I am not expecting.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Okay. Thank you for your time and your patience. I've made a note here, and have a good day.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it. Thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
I know. Thank you.